Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have not blown away with the spring winds. It's true, Kim Jong-un has not made any recent new threats. The April 15th observance of the birthday of the leader's grandfather, Kim Il-sung, passed without a missile test of any kind. And the Joseon Ilbo reports the number of what it calls irate statements from various public organizations has fallen from 2 to 3 a day to 1 or 2 a day. Still, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization clearly hasn't forgotten the story. This week, the 28 NATO foreign ministers issued a statement warning that North Korea's continued pursuit of ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons seriously undermines regional stability. And the Kaesong Industrial Complex just on the North Korean side of the border remains closed. That's a cooperative venture between the two countries, producing goods for sale overseas. South Korean President Park Geun-hye told reporters in Seoul this week that she's worried the future of the complex is becoming gloomier. The threat of a missile test still exists. A spokesman for South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea remains ready to conduct another nuclear test at any moment. And apart from any rhetoric, U.S. and South Korean military exercises are continuing quietly through the end of the month. Bill Dorman, HPR News.